Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We continue our discussion on the menhaden industry. Again, the issue, if you're just joining us, Louisiana had made a deal with the industry and the conservation organizations for a half-mile buffer on most of the coast, 3 miles off Grand Isle and 1 mile off Holly Beach. No limit, no season dates. They could do it for the entire season if they wanted to. Of course, it is a limited season, but in opposition to that, the Florida and Alabama totally banned the menhaden fishing in the state waters. Mississippi's a mile off, and Texas has a limit when 131.5 million pounds is caught that shuts down, and they have a half-mile buffer across the whole coast and a further buffer, 1 mile close to the jetties and passes. The industry went before the commission and asked to move it 1/4 mile offshore to move it in. There's been a lot of opposition. You'll hear the reasons why when we get Rad Trasher and Chris Macaluso, the directors of some conservation organizations, on why that is not a good idea and why they are opposed to it. The commission voted 4-3. The commission chairman, Segrera, broke the tie. It was a 3-3 tie. He made it 4-3. There are some state ethics charges, that a complaint that's been filed against two of the commissioners, and I'll get into that a little bit later on because they have conflicts of interest in it. And I invited commissioners on both sides of the issues to come on this. They're the ones that voted for it and voted against it. They declined or did not respond. I've also invited the governor who appointed them to come on and give his opinion, and we have not heard back from him. But we have heard from Representative Joe Ogeron, who is heavily involved in this issue. And I'm getting some text messages in from a lot of you that's saying Ben Landry kind of dodged the question when I asked him about political campaign contributions. So I'll give that information out because I do have it. His organization, Ocean Harvesters, donated $74,500. Daybrook Fishery, they were a lightweight. They donated $45,455. Francois Cattell, who I tried to get, but he was out of the country, he individually donated $68,209.70. Omega Protein, they donated $185,500. And West Bank Fishing, which is Francois Cattell's organization, donated a whopping $408,340. So the grand total was $782,004 made by the menhaden industry. And that's the ones I have records of. There could have been some smaller donations I don't have. Representative Ogeron, is that a big contribution to campaigns? What do you think?
That is a huge contribution. I could say I have not received any money from Francois and West Bank. And I did, I think I got one accidental check from Ben Landry, and I called them asking him if he wanted me to return it back.
It was accidental.
I think because, you know, I'm the legislator that's known for holding them to account and trying to instill some common sense regulations for this industrial fishery.
Well, I saw your appearance and your testimony you gave at the commission meeting. You were upset because you were involved in that deal that was made last year. Tell me how that came down. If I remember right, the commission said, look, the conservation organizations and the industry, y'all sit down and reach an agreement and bring it before the legislature and have it settled out. And I think that's how it came out, right? That was supposed to be a deal. Now, Ben says it was only temporary, but I think it Was it just a temporary arrangement, or was it?
No, I do not remember it being temporary. As a matter of fact, I was not actually at the deal making. Whenever you talk with CCA, I think they were there with the industry. I'm going to rewind the clock back. I had tried to run a bill to put a 1 mile buffer, and they told me in order to get it through, you would have to compromise the half mile. I compromised a half mile, and even that got killed in the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Subsequently, the industry put a bunch of dead fish on Holly Beach, if you remember that incident. And that is whenever the commission said, we need to push y'all back to 1 mile buffer. And then the governor got elected, made some appointments to the commission, and all of a sudden the 1 mile buffer plan or notice of intent at that time then started to change and morph into, we're going to have a compromise and it'll be a half mile, and that's something everybody can live with. And I do remember waiting on the bycatch study. That being stated, but there was I don't remember any time, any time limit on it. So.
All right, Joe, I'm got to take a traffic break here. When we come back, I got a couple more questions about you, especially where do you think this is headed? Because it is going to get before the legislature again. We're talking
Absolutely.
With State Representative Joe Ogeron about the Menhaden issue. We'll be back to do that. But first, let's get a look at that traffic. And we've got Joe Cardosi standing by. Another Joe. What's it look like, Joe? All right, we're back with Representative Joe Ogeron. We're talking about the Menhaden issue. And, Joe, this is going to get in the legislature for sure. It'll come up under natural resources. How do you think it's going to go? Where's this headed? I've talked to people. I hear from people that want to go the route of Florida and Alabama and totally ban it, or they want to move it 3 miles off. They want to shorten the season. They might want to put a total catch limit on it. Do you think there's going to be a compromise, or do you think this thing with that $782,000 worth of campaign contributions is going to fly through?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
By the commission.
Yeah, I would think that the last commission meeting, that 3-3 tie with the chairman breaking the tie, should be an indicator for anybody in the political realm that the political fix is in, and they're going to try to jam that through. But I personally see the next stop is definitely a legislative oversight for the NOI, to see whether or not that goes in, and then subsequently another bite at the apple for the legislative session to put in new regulations, and there likely will be new regulations trying to once again instilling some common sense regulation, and now using the bycatch study, the data from the bycatch study. I know Ben spoke as if it they see it as it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be, but what it does show is a distinctive curve that commission meeting, if you were there, you saw Dr. Scott Rayborn, who was the chief principal investigator. He talked about the 22-foot S-curve, the 22-foot inflection point, and basically what that is over the 1 year that they did our waters, those boats using those Menhadens, our $1 million of tax dollars, we now have basically what's a water depth deep enough for them to fish in where they could still catch Menhaden but not affect the red drum species, And then anything shallower that where they're catching more menhaden, but they're disproportionately affecting the red drum. And I think that's going to come into play in some of the legislation in the future.
Well, we'll try to stay on top of it, and please keep us advised of what's going on legislatively-wise, and we'll be watching it. When do you guys go in session?
We go in session on March 9th, but I think the timing of the NOI that's now in public comment section, whatever the public comments in, I believe in mid to late January, usually about 8 to 10 days after that, the Wildlife and Fisheries will pull together all those results from the comment and send a report to the legislature, to the natural resources, and that kicks off a 30-day time period for us to have a meeting explicitly about that NOI, and that'll probably be the next stop. But people should definitely be writing comments to Wildlife and Fisheries about how they don't believe that that reducing the buffer zones are a good
thing. Thank you, Joe. We got to go. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Don. Have a great day.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.